So when was the last time you had a really good look at your nails? For most of us, probably been a while, but you know, you may not be able to keep away from looking at your nails because it can be one of the most important indicators of what's happening in your body. Dr. Siegel, right? I mean, so what are some of the things that you can, you know, glean from what's going on in your body? But if you looked at my nails, my
it's
bare nails.
It's very important because, you know, we don't have to put an instrument in there, no scopes needed. We just look right at the fingernails. If they're pale, you could be anemic. If they're white, you could have liver issues. If there's a band there under your nails and it's growing or changing, I got to get you to a dermatologist because a melanoma can look like that, although that's very rare. That's a possibility. If you have blue nails, I worry about lung disease, and I track my lungers that way. If someone has lung disease and I see their fingernails getting bluer, I say, hey, maybe they're not getting as much oxygen as I like.
How blue? Blue?
Blue. Literally wow. Cyanotic. They can get very blue. We're not talking bright ocean blue, but very pale blue.
Wow.
What about those little white marks that some people get on their nails?
Well, you know, the bottom line, the importance of this segment is that as doctor, you can get tremendous amount of information. The same way that a good dentist can look in someone's mouth and find out exactly what's going on with their health, a good doctor can look at the nail and find out. So if you have the pitting one or the grooves that you see on your nail, that's mostly inflammatory disease, that's mostly psoriasis, and you want to make sure that you look for the rest of the body to find out what's going on. This blue color, which is a little, you know, kind of like dark blue, it's because there's not enough oxygen getting there. So do you have emphysema? Do you have respiratory disease that you're not getting enough oxygen?
Some sort of blockage somewhere.
Bravo. See, already she's becoming an honorary medical doctor over here. So if you have vascular disease that you're not getting there, if it's really pale, not only it's anemia or low blood count, also could be a sign of kidney disease. And so we're getting a lot of information. Now, the one that you want to know is the one that it's all a mess. It's a yellow one. It's the fungus looking. It's all out of shape. You want to make sure that you treat it and see a doctor for antifungal treatment.
And it's true. Yellow looking, very hard to treat. Sometimes we have to use oral medication. The only other thing to mention is stress. If someone's biting their nails, they can't sleep at night. I'm going to show you my nails. If you're biting your fingernails, it's a sign of anxiety or stress, and we got to deal with that.
Is there anything about how they grow? Sometimes it seems like they grow fast. Other times they seem that they don't at all.
That's a sign you're doing well. If they grow fast, it's a sign that your metabolism is
Most dermatologists will tell you that if you see your nail is not growing, look at the calcium level, look at your vitamin E. Obviously, vitamin E is great for your hair, for your nail. And for some reason, if we don't get all of this information out because we speak fast, we're going to put all of this on the Facebook and you have all this information out there.
And women should sometimes take a break from nail polish and let their nails speak to them, if you will.
Well, that's a great point. A lot of women that will coat their nails with finger polish all day long, we can't look at it.
You also want to see the base of the nail. That's where you get tremendous amount of information, and healthy nails should have a good pink color at the base of the nail. That's how you know you have a healthy one. I can't look at your nails.
No, don't look at my nails.
Take off your finger polish and come back.